Welcome to this weekly edition of the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Usher with the Center for Church Music, and today we're singing Holy, 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 a hymn of adoration and worship. The hymn is based on Revelation 4:8-11, heavenly words praising our holy God. If you can, sing with us right now. Reginald Heber, who wrote the words to our hymn, was a brilliant 19th-century Oxford scholar. But for over 16 years, Heber served as an obscure parish priest in England, during which time he wrote over 300 hymns. At age 40, he answered God's call to go to Calcutta, India. But Calcutta's difficult climate, coupled with a strenuous workload, took a heavy toll on Heber's health, and within 3 years, at age 43, he was dead. He had written of saints and angels worshiping in the celestial city. Now he too could join in singing that song of praise. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. God is defined by holiness, and holiness defines the life of all God's saints. 1 Peter 1:16 commands, "Be holy, for I am holy." We are to imitate God's holiness, but as a sinful man, I cannot be holy except for the grace of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and by the continual working of the Holy Spirit. As you sing this hymn, let God's divine grace sustain you in a life filled with the holiness of God. Today, be sure to check out Isaiah 6:1-8. It's quite a view of angelic beings that continually sing of God's holiness. And in that passage, take note of the angel's song, for it shakes the temple and fills the sanctuary with smoke. Oh, may our song of holiness be filled with the power of God this day. If you've not been on our website, you can find it at songsandhymns.org. And if you'd like a beautiful parchment copy of today's hymn, along with its dramatic story, let us know at the website or call us toll-free, 800-587-5780.